Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, says some of those linked to the attacks last week in Paris, which killed 129 people, took advantage of the migration crisis in Europe to enter France unnoticed. He was speaking on French state television.
These individuals took advantage of the refugee crisis, of the chaos perhaps, for some of them to slip into France. Others were in Belgium already, and others, I must remind you, were in France.
Mr. Valls warned that passport-free travel in the EU was threatened unless external border controls were improved. The French government says it was only after the Paris attacks that it was informed that the alleged ringleader, Abdelhamid Abaoud, had passed through Greece on his return from Syria. It's not clear if he posed as a refugee. His death was confirmed on Thursday. France has presented a draft resolution at the UN Security Council appealing for global support in the fight against the Islamic State group following the Paris attacks. Russia has proposed its own draft resolution. It's calling for military cooperation with the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, something the US, France and Britain have refused to consider. The US House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a bill to toughen the screening of Syrian and Iraqi refugees entering the United States. The proposed new restrictions would require the heads of three US agencies to approve every Iraqi and Syrian refugee entering the country. The White House has threatened to veto the new bill. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, said the plan changes were contrary to American values.
Out of the entire total of refugees who were let into our country since 2009, only 2% were male of a fighting age, similar to those people who are picking up the battle in Syria. You know, it's inappropriate for America, of all countries in the world, to panic and to somehow turn our backs on our fundamental values.
Research in the United States indicates that more Mexicans are now leaving the United States than entering it, reversing a trend spanning half a century. A recent study said that in the 5 years up to 2014, about 1 million Mexicans and their families left the United States for Mexico. 140,000 fewer Mexicans moved to the U.S. Here's Candace Peart.
The Pew Report said this was a turning point in one of the largest mass migrations in U.S. history. Researchers said Mexicans are mainly returning home to be reunited with the families they've left behind. But the sluggish U.S. economic recovery has also contributed to the exodus. The report said tougher border reinforcement had also had an impact. The figures counter the picture of an out-of-control border that's been prominent in the U.S. presidential campaigns.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Israeli police say 5 people have been killed and several injured in 2 separate attacks by Palestinians. One of the incidents was a stabbing, the other a drive-by shooting. Yolan Nell reports from Jerusalem.
The stabbing took place outside a shop in an office building where a group of Israelis had gathered for afternoon prayers. One witness said the attacker tried to force his way in, but was prevented from doing so by worshippers. The later incident happened on a busy road near West Bank settlements. A Palestinian gunman shot at several vehicles. 3 people were killed, including an Israeli, a Palestinian and a foreigner. In both cases, Israeli security forces have arrested the suspected attacker.
Russia has signed a deal to build a nuclear power plant with 4 reactors in Egypt. The project is expected to be completed in 2022 and will cost $10 billion. The Sri Lankan Minister of Foreign Employment says she hopes her country will stop sending women to be domestic workers in Saudi Arabia after the kingdom sentenced a Sri Lankan maid to death by stoning. Reports say the woman is married with 2 children. She was convicted of committing adultery with a Sri Lankan man. He has been sentenced to 100 lashes. Regulators in the United States have ruled that it is safe to eat genetically modified salmon, the first time anywhere in the world that a GM animal has been approved for human consumption. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said the salmon had passed all regulatory requirements. The fish has extra genes, which make it grow more quickly. A Canadian study found that GM fish could potentially crossbreed, but the company which created the salmon said any risks were negligible. Dr. Alison van Inenam is an animal geneticist in the US.
The proposal is to raise these fish in land-based tanks in Panama. So basically they'll have no contact with the ocean, and additionally they're all female and triploid, which renders them sterile.
BBC World Service News.